Hi, folks. Gabriel. New story. Women's Fitness World. Meeting Zane. Part 1. My brother phones me out of the blue one day and asked if he could come to Seattle and live with me. I said, well, of course you can. Whatever you need, you know, family. But first, I have to run it past the boss. We have a 2-year-old little girl. Cutest little thing you ever saw. Blue eyes, blonde hair. And she loved life. No kidding. And she made us love life along with her. I had not been working for about a week or so, and I was deciding what I was going to do next. I was done being a chef. I did it for a year. I was in a 6 months in a Mexican restaurant as a chef, and then 6 months at a seafood restaurant as their chef also. It was indoor dining, and it was beautiful, both restaurants, and I enjoyed myself. So when my brother called and asked me if I could fly out there to Chicago and help him drive back to Seattle because he had never been there and don't know how to get there, I said, sure. You know, I thought, how cool would that be? I told my wife to start looking for a bigger place by the time I get back. If you can, if not, you know, we'll look together. And we were living in a 1-bedroom apartment at the time, and it was good for us with the baby, you know. And I'll be back within a week, I told her. Her response was, make sure you bring me back that Italian beef that we went to, that one place. You know where it is. I said, yes, ma'am. I'll do it. At that time, we were very close, and we trusted each other immensely. We had gone through 2 clubs already, and we had been asked to fly down and meet a very important person. And honestly, folks, I kept putting it off, because that meant I had to go see my nemesis also and turn over the baby to her, my mother-in-law, and I wasn't going for that. So I would make excuses, and he was getting mad at me. Not mad. He was just, he had, this man is like Elon Musk in the health club business, and he had something in his mind, and he wanted me to participate, and I just wasn't available, and he didn't understand why. Maybe he thought I was playing hard to get. I wasn't. I had personal problems with her mother, and he owned, at that time, 127 health clubs at that time. And he wanted me to institute what I had done in Reno. No kidding, in Reno, Nevada. He kept hearing about this guy that was doing this and that. And he says, do it for me. And I wasn't responding. And honestly, I was burnt out, between you and I, folks. And if you know anything about clubs, you get burnt out. That's why the employees can take advantage of you. They know when you're burnt out. That's why I keep saying, don't be in the club. I try to tell you every episode, just listen to the past episodes. You can't get burnt out. If you get burnt out, they'll be there like vultures, your employees, and they'll take advantage of it. Trust me. I've been there, done that. As you well know by now, I've taught myself pretty much everything from what I had to learn in life up until that time. And I applied it to the clubs. Why not? Nobody else was doing it. I was flying by the seat of my pants, and there was no training. That's why, folks, I'm trying to give you something. You know this part. You know that part. You may know a little about the other part. But I'm going to try and break it down, and I'm not no rocket scientist. And I'm just going to tell you what it took for me so you don't have to. You'll have 3/4 of everything you need, you know, and then you can take it from there and learn the rest on your own the way you want it. Okay. To meet me, that would be absurd. Okay. Right after getting out of the Army, I found my first job that I could find. Guess what it was? Selling light bulbs over the phone. And believe me, I know phone rooms now. While I was also at the same time creating a gang and doing karate classes, I worked there for about a month and maybe two at the light bulb place, the phone room, the boiler room, long enough to realize that I was not fold room material. Now listen, there's another thing you have to realize about me. I'm dying of cancer, you already know that, but these pills, I take canister of pills that I'm not allowed to touch to keep me alive, and they work funny things on me. Okay, so if you hear me giggling or whatever, or getting over emotional, it's not me. It's the pills. At least I got something to blame it on. You know, and you know, I've had a stroke, so I talk slowly and blah, 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 cats and dogs living together. Okay, enough of baloney. So next, I acquired a job as a manager at a fast food place. It was local. There was only one of a kind. It was so cool. It was a Italian guy, and he wanted to make an Italian McDonald's, okay? And it was good. Anyways, that's where I learned how to structure everything. This goes here, that goes there, you know. And then I also, 2 years later, worked for KFC. And I was managing 2 stores at the same time and for corporate, you know. And they drilled in my head consistency of product, okay. And I just digressed again. I'm sorry. Neat thing was, at this first health club, nobody was there to say no, or that's never been done, or you can't do that. I had kind of a carte blanche to be innovative. All I knew is I loved this. I loved the business. And I couldn't make mistakes because I knew whatever mistake I made, I would fix it. So I went through at least two clubs teaching myself before I took a break. And then I went through three more clubs, which I'm just going to give you one more. And then you get the picture. And then after that, I found something that I did when I was 14, building swimming pools above ground. And I just enjoyed that. I enjoy helping people. Now, this is what you folks are looking for in employees. You know what they look like. You've seen the other. Yeah, man, I can do that, man. No, you want a sweetheart to walk in, male or female, that genuinely cares about people, and you've seen it before, okay? And that's what you're looking for. And they're rare. If you can find them, they're rare. So if you saw my apartment, there I go. See, that's the emotion I'm talking about. I overemphasize my emotion because of the drugs. Anyways, I was teaching myself at the time how about this? I would buy every magazine I could get my hands on to read and study about bodybuilding and working out. Two different things. I know. I had books and I had magazines all over my office, aka the bathroom and the front room. And I surrounded myself with everything that I was doing. And I became very good at body parts and what it needed to develop. You know, other people have the gift of going to school. I couldn't afford it. I had to work, and I learned on the job, okay? And I learned what muscle groups were and why, and what is knowledge? Power. For some reason, I just was gifted that way. And I'm not bragging. I loved what I was doing. And so I went after it. And anybody who loves what they're doing, you'll see. If you really want to be there at that club, Mr. or Mrs. Owner or Ms., you did it because you loved the business. I started in a big club, about 15,000 square feet. That was big enough for me at the time. And that's where I started cutting my teeth on. And then I went to a little tiny club, 4,000 square feet. And believe me, the difference between the two, I taught myself, no matter where you're at, you have to present it to the member or potential member. This is where they need to be, not because of the club, because of me. Get it? Just like you. It's because of what you can give them and make them look and feel better about themselves. And by the grace of God, I'm going to be here every step of the way for you. I live here and I want you to be a part of this club. You get it. You got to care. Otherwise, get out. Okay, if you're a white elephant, you're doing it for money, then you're in the wrong business because you're going to lose unless you find a executive director that cares. That's the key. Every club, as you've heard in the past, every club is done by someone who loves the business enough. You may not know all the gimmicks, and I'm here to try and teach you that, okay? And it's so you can keep on doing what you're doing. Okay, back there. I digress all the time, and I apologize. Okay, enough of me, and back to my brother. All right, so I picked him up in Chicago, and we drove back to Seattle. It was cool catching up, you know, what's been going on in life. And, you know, he had a van. Now, my brother, let me just clarify something here. My brother is a woman and is gay and is a man since he was 14. Okay, so when you hear me say my brother, you'll understand what that is. I had four sisters. Each one is brilliant in their own way. Okay, and my brother, he went on to be a millionaire, so no kidding. And that's a whole nother story. Okay, anyways, it was a nice, nice drive. We got close again, you know, BSing all the way there. And, you know, so when we rolled into Seattle on the highway, we made a right turn and went north about 20, 30 miles to a suburb called Everett. It was like a Navy town where we were living, my wife and I, and the real boss, the little baby. Anyways, so, I mean, she had my heart, if you only knew. And we had been there about a week, and my wife finally found another place. Oh, it was perfect. And because the place that we were at was getting real small, real fast with Todd there. Okay. She had found a house within that first week and then to rent in town, a big ranch house. And it was really, really nice. And it would accommodate all of us, which was perfect. And I'm not going to go in and tell you how the walls looked. And who cares? We're not here for that. We're not here for me. We're here for you. So we're going to get back to, you know, I could explain how beautiful my wife was, how beautiful the house was. I'm not going there. Okay, so we're talking about the club. Next thing to do, though, Todd wanted to go look for a job. At that time, I'm sure the money was running out. And, you know, he wanted to go find a job. I said, okay, I'll go with you so you don't get lost. Todd agreed, and he drove so I could navigate in town. Get it? Navigate? Everett was kind of a big town on the outskirts of Seattle. I told my wife, honey, I'm probably going to be back in a while, and I'm feeling like maybe I'll get back into the health clubs. Oh, wait a minute. We don't need the money. Why are you doing that? I thought we were going down south, Southern California, to talk to so-and-so about troubleshooting his spas.